We'll now begin the hearing on LD 1602, Resolve Establishing the Commission to Study the Effects of Ocean Acidification and Its Potential Effects on Commercial Shellfish Harvested and Grown Along the Maine Coast. I'd ask that the sponsor, Senator Devin, please come present the bill at this time.
Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I'm Representative Mick Devin, serving District 51, which includes Bristol, Damascata, Edgecombe, Newcastle, South Bristol, and Monhegan Island. As a sponsor of LD 1602, I'm here today to speak in support of its passage. I would like to quickly note that of the five bills that the committee is going to deal with today, I'm sponsoring three of them. And there's a silver lining in every cloud. That means I'm not going to be able to ask questions 60% of the time today, so we should be able to move along quite much quicker. LD 1602, this bill establishes a commission to study the effects of ocean acidification and its potential effects on commercial shellfish harvested and grown along the Maine coast. The commission will be established to ensure effective coordination of programs and scientific research regarding ocean acidification and to provide policy and tools to respond to the adverse effects of ocean acidification on commercially important shellfish fisheries and Maine shellfish aquaculture industry. I'm happy to answer questions, but there are many marine stakeholders standing behind me here today who will testify on behalf of LD 1602, and I want to ensure they are all given ample time to present their story. You will hear from scientists, environmentalists, concerned citizens, and most importantly, people who make their living working along and in our coastal marine waters that are affected by acidification events. These are commercial fishermen and aquaculture industry members. This great group of supporters for LD 1602 will explain what ocean acidification is and how it occurs, provide evidence of lowering pH found in our coastal areas, how ocean acidification already has and potentially will impact our commercial shellfish fisheries and shellfish aquaculture, how this commission is important to existing efforts to address the impacts of ocean acidification. Five, provide examples of previous successful efforts to establish panels addressing the implications of ocean acidification in other states and some outcomes from those states. Finally, this bill will eventually have a fiscal note attached to it, which is estimated at no greater than $25,000. You will hear how other states address their costs of their panel and Maine's potential opportunity for cost sharing with federal agencies and non-governmental organizations, as well as state and local NGOs. I look forward to hearing the testimony of many concerned citizens who have taken time to address the Marine Resources Committee today, and I'm also happy to take any questions that you might have of me.
Seeing none, thank you, Representative Devin.
Thank you.